Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we are chosen people. We are different. We walk by faith, not by sight. This is in Paul, he says. We are ready even to bless the Lord. The little blessings, little graces we receive from Him, we have received from Him. What the Father is, the children are. God is the Father of small things. This is what the readings of today is talking about. Something great can come from something negligible. The Lord chose Moses when he was ready to deliver Israel from slavery in Egypt, an 80-year-old shepherd. God chose a teenager, a young boy, David, to show his might to the Philistines. God chose his prophet Elijah as a single servant of him to show the entire kingdom of Judah that he is a living God by defeating 400 prophets of Baal. In all this, what we see is one common phenomena, that with Him, everything is possible. Ezekiel, along with his men and women, he was in Babylon, in a foreign land, no temple, no worship, almost abandoned, yet he was promised to talk his people that they will be raised one day a great nation. That's why he is using the beautiful metaphor in the first reading, what we heard, a tender shoot of the cedar tree, like our South Carolina sapphire tree. A tender shoot, which we know is highly fragile, mostly unnoticed because at the top, even broken, doesn't matter. God is talking about that tender shoot. In Ezekiel's text, it is the tiny shoot that grows into a new branch, fruit-bearing, majestic cedar, far greater than the tree from which it was taken, a tender shoot. In that tree, every kind of bird will live. The tree of life is an image used here in the Old Testament texts to suggest the future inclusion of all the nations in God's eternal plan, the church he was about to form through his Son. Jesus, in the Gospel of today, talking about a mustard seed, the tiniest one, humble beginnings for the great power that is to come, the taller tree that mustard seed is to be grown. That tree is going to welcome every kind of bird that live. The Lord is talking about the church he is going to form. It welcomes every little ones of the Lord as its members and rulers. God's work on this earth are the greater stories, little told and very little felt. The Lord is the God of small things, but himself alone in majesty. There is a beautiful verse in a poem. They say, the air was full of thoughts and things to say. The air was full of thoughts and things to say. But at times like these, only the small things are ever said. This is what John the Evangelist in his gospel, by end of his gospel, he is telling. Jesus did many things. He did and he taught. If every one of them, what he taught or he did, were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. He noticed even little things what Jesus was teaching and performing. That's why he was able to say, John, no book can contain. When we see the art of God's engineering in creating the world, we can be sure of how God is very minute in tiny things. Robert Schuller, an American evangelist, televangelist, he says, anyone can look at an apple and count the seeds, but only God can look at a seed and count the apples. One seed can produce how many apples? We know that God chooses a nobody from obscurity and elevates him to great effectiveness in the kingdom he forms on earth. For him, each of us who sit here matters a lot. Mary, our mother, a virgin from a little town, and she was able to praise the Lord after coming to know that she is going to conceive and bear the Savior of the world. She was so excited in her Magnificat. She's praising the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices God in my Savior. Why? For he has looked on the humble estate of this servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. That one virgin from that small town has become the mother of the entire universe. And we are able to see in Jesus how the Lord Jesus saw great things in small things. We know he was born in a manger, had a carpenter as his father, had the least in society as his friends. He praised highly a couple of coins that poor widow offered. He fed a large crowd with 5 loaves and 2 fish, and that 2 fish from a boy. And he even willed to die on the cross, just 7 into 4 wooden piece, and he was even buried in someone's grave. He saw great things in small things. All these tell us a fact. Since we walk by faith, not by sight, we have to be ready to see things that could bring a great change in a moment, in a day. We have to catch that wonderful moment we might have missed, ignored, and abandoned all the great moments that were given to us. But not late. We can still catch up with what we have missed. St. Jerome, a great biblical theologian, he says, which we know good, better, and best, never let it rest. Until your good is better, and better is the best. Start from somewhere where nothing is, but see yourself at the top of a place where everything that is what you see about yourself. He says, do not stop where you are tired. Stop when you are done. That is what the beautiful cross of our Lord says. I never stopped, though fell for 3 times. Here I am on the cross telling everything is fulfilled. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.